feel great. Won the game yesterday.
Are you having any of those flu-like symptoms, or?
I'm fine.
Is there an indication for Jermichael Finley? Is that hamstring?
Actually, the medical staff is still going through the process of seeing a number of players. We'll have all that information for you on Wednesday. But there's nothing of serious nature, is what I was told before I came in here.
What did Woodson give you last night? And have you ever known a guy who's held in such high regard in the locker room where he doesn't have to play for, or he doesn't play for half the season, yet he's still voted as the team captain by his peers? I mean,
it says a lot for Charles Woodson, and it says a lot about the respect that he carries in the locker room. I mean, it was great to have him out there. I mean, he's a fabulous football player. And, and just to see him go through that injury, and how long it took to come back. And, I just think the little things, how much extra time that he spends here. I mean, he's here around the clock. He puts a lot more time, and I think people realize there's not too many nights where, the coaching staff's down in the cafeteria for dinner, and he's still here. So he's really put a lot of work to get back on the field. So, and I know it's rewarding for him personally. I mean, it's great for our football team, obviously. But just to see what he's gone through in the rehab process and what he's done to get ready. So it was great to have him out there.
I know it's 11 guys to stop Peterson, but did he have an impact on what happened last night?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Charles played well. I mean, it's football is a team game, and it takes 11 to accomplish all aspects of the game. The run defense was much more disciplined. We still peaked a little bit too many times just going through the grading process. But I thought our defensive guys really did a great job focusing on playing good run defense, and it definitely factored in the game.
Like the 7-day week, are you back to a normal schedule now?
Well, we're going to adjust our schedule a little bit just because of the type of, with the two games we've played over a 6-day period. So Tuesday will be a Wednesday. For us, but we will bring the players in a little later, like we did last week. So we'll have a late Tuesday afternoon practice, as we did last week. Wednesday will be a normal Thursday practice. We'll do some padded work early in practice, and then Thursday will be a normal Friday. So the normal week will kind of kick in at the end of the week.
Mike, the way you guys finished the second half of the game after that touchdown final offensively, would it be a mistake to look at that and say, wow, you let off the gas because you had a big lead, and are you concerned with the way you guys executed end of the game?
Well, I mean, it's important to always evaluate your football team, grade them. The players have all been rolling through all morning to get their grades, and their primary focus today, tomorrow, will be on film study for the 49ers. I thought the defense played very well. They graded out very well. I thought the special teams was a solid performance for us on special teams as far as the standard that we set this year. And offensively, really the last quarter and a half was not quite what we're looking for. But up until that point, I thought we did a lot of good things. The ability to score going in and coming out, that's a huge momentum swing, and statistically obviously holds up, to be a very favorable situation offense that you want to convert. So we've graded it. We don't have a whole lot of time to sit here and talk about the last game. We really, as a staff, met today and turned the page quickly because, we're all about the 49ers right now.
Greg, you didn't see a lot of it, but just seeing a little bit of, let's say, the run option stuff from Webb, how that might help you with Kaepernick?
Definitely. I mean, it definitely helped us with Kaepernick. And, they ran some a little bit with Alex Smith, prior to our first game. So, you'll look at all those components. They've had an extra week to prepare, so there'll be some new wrinkles, as there always is. But at the end of the day, we've established our brand of football, and that's what we're taking to San Francisco, and that's what we're taking to San Francisco to win. And it's not going to get any cleaner than that for us. We're not going to sit here and start making up things and trying to chase ghosts and worry about schemes that are out there. We're going to stay focused on the things that we do.
Last night, Aaron was saying that in week one game, didn't really know what the identity of this team was, and you said your brand of football. What have you learned about what this team's identity is that you didn't know?
Well, I think everybody starts the season and has an idea and a vision of who you want to be, but the reality of it is you go through a 16-week season, there's a lot of things that happen. So there's obstacles that you have to get through. There's injuries, there's different players, players coming in, players going out. So I think all those things factor in who you really are and who you think you are. So this is playoff football. We're going to stay in tune to who we are as a team. And the first game is definitely something we'll use as far as our game planning and go back and look at the matchups and so forth. But, they're a different team too. I mean, everybody is. We're a different team than we were, 4 or 5 weeks ago. So, we've been playing with different running backs. Our right tackle played his best game so far in his string of starts. So, I mean, it's all about trying to improve week to week. But as you know, this is, it's a single elimination football game, and that's the way you got to approach it.
Mike, do you and your team relish being the perceived underdog? Because over the last few years in these types of situations, hostile environments, maybe back against the wall, look at Houston this year, you guys have very responded.
Yeah, our players like that. I mean, they respond better when they're disrespected, and I'm sure that we'll get some of that this week too, because we weren't successful in the first week. So I think it's, it brings a little more energy. But at the end of the day, personally, I think you really got to keep your eye on the target, and make sure you're focused on the things that are about successful football, and that'll start, as we do our game plans and make sure that we don't get too far away from who we really are. I think so, because it's part of the conversation in the locker room. I know the players, feel very good about the way, not only the way they won a Super Bowl, but the path that they took back in 2010. So, I mean, there's still some guys that have went through that experience, that can share that experience, and it's very important, because I know personally, when I lay out all my team meetings and talking points, I'm always talking to the rookies. I'm always very clear to obviously remind the individuals in the room of the things that need to be done, because a number of those points are things I've heard before, but make sure we're continuing to educate our younger guys, because our job as coaching staff is to make sure they're ready for that environment that they're walking into in San Francisco. So anytime you have more than one individual that has gone through those experiences, I think it's definitely an advantage for you.
In what ways is just a growing commitment to the run
Well, part of playing offense is, I don't just sit there and, click it once when we run and click it once when we pass. I know that's the way you guys do it, so that's balance. But that's not really the way we play the game. I mean, they have a little bit to do with it. Dwan Harris has something to do with it. I'm excited about what he's given us. And, we always start with the run. Our first meeting in the morning will be the run game, and that has never changed. It's important. But at the end of the day, we're going to do what we need to do to get that ball in the end zone.
Can you talk about Dwan's growth in the passing game, Mike, and why that's maybe the toughest concept for backs?
Well, he's doing a good job, and, we're pretty extensive of what we asked our backs to do in pass protection. And he's really done a very nice job the last 2 weeks. And it's a credit to him and his coach, John Kuhn. He's been here a long time. So I'm very very pleased and impressed with his growth for, when his opportunity came so late in the year and what he's been able to do over the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Mike, what about mentally, the fact that he's still getting used to you guys and now having to do it in the playoffs, and it didn't look like it was really any different game for him last night?
We're talking about Dwan still?
Dwan, yeah.
Yeah, he's a pretty cool customer, so I don't think a whole lot gets him excited. But, the most excited I think I've ever heard him was in the Minnesota game up in the Metrodome, and he made a comment. I happened to be standing, pretty close by. He thought it's a pretty cool atmosphere. It's pretty neat. So he's a steady. He's a steady personality. He's getting better. Every time he's given more opportunities, and, we just got to keep preparing him. And, he just he does a lot of things naturally, and he's doing a good job protecting the football.
He had probably 5 or 6 catches on checkdowns last night. Does he give you something on that? Was it just there for the taking from the Vikings? I guess, how do you explain
Well, I mean, you know, checkdowns are part of every progression read in the passing game. So, I mean, part of it's a credit to Aaron to get through his progressions and get the ball to the back. I mean, we don't go into games and say throw it to the checkdown. I mean, that's not the way we play. But, you know, it's really a part of Aaron recognizing the coverage and how the coverage has reacted to the primary and secondary receiver. And he's done a good job as far as taking you know, care of his protection responsibility and getting to his proper checkdown. Yeah, I mean, the playing time, you know, for the receivers, and Jordy in particular, was just, it just kind of unfolded that way, you know, just with the groups that we went with, you know, just, you know, starting off with the, as we call it, Zebra, the three wide receiver, one tight end, one back set, and then going to regular, and just the way it sorted out. So, but yes, Jordy coming back, you know, off an injury was, I mean, I wouldn't call it a rep count, but, you know, it wouldn't have been smart for him to try to go out and play 60 plays.
Or have you had to have special conversations with Donald and his role now and in his new role? How has he helped, even though he's not participating on the field?
I mean, Donald Driver is a class act, to say the least. I mean, he's a pro's pro. He does everything you've ever asked of him. I mean, we've had conversations of late here, just, you know, part of, you know, what's going on with him being active and inactive. And he's handled it very well. He's an excellent teammate. Everybody clearly understands what he means to this organization and what he's done. But, you know, he's out there preparing every day, getting ready to play. And, you know, and he may have an opportunity this week. We'll see how it shakes down. But those are very, very difficult decisions to make when you have a healthy 53 to get to 46. And but when you put the emphasis on special teams and you have a young man like Terrell Manning that gets his opportunity and he wins a game ball on special teams, also has the big hit award. You know, that's why you have to make those kind of decisions. So it's just part of the way it sorts out through game planning, and special teams obviously plays into it.
Mike, is there a temptation this week you're facing a very physical football team? I'm sure you'd like to go with pads a lot to try to prepare for that. In a normal sense, in a regular season week, would you go harder than you would this week, or are you going to treat this kind of like a
You know, I like your mindset. I like the way you're thinking. As the old school coaches, and you know, I'm looking for a scoop sign on your hat over there. But the reality of it is, you know, we're about 17, 18 games into this thing, and you know, we've played two games in 6 days against a division opponent, and those are always, you know, physical football games. We're going to go in pads. Particularly at some point on Thursday, how and when the injury report will play into that, because you know, we've been down there too many weeks this year where, you know, you have 46, 47 healthy players, and you know, when you do pad it up, or, you know, your risk for injury does go up on a practice field. I mean, that's just stating the obvious. So you have to factor all those things in, and it really goes back to what I talked about earlier. We do want to hit the fundamentals and the padded work, but. You know, we are who we are. We really like who we are as a football team, and that's what we're taking to San Francisco.
When you're preparing that way, does it become more of a mental thing then if you're, you know, physically you can't do everything you want, but you face a physical football team like 49ers?
Well, we'll be ready for that. I mean, don't get me wrong. We're gonna be smart in Tuesday's practice, which is a normal Wednesday, in a seven day work week. So, because we're gonna get the volume of the schematic. Challenges that we're going to give to our football team to take into the San Francisco game, but you know, we'll still do all our drill work. You know, we do more fundamental drills this year of any team I've ever coached. That won't change, because at the end of the day, that's what successful football is all about. And the fundamentals will be key to our victory Saturday. So that part won't change, and that's why I said, you know, Wednesday's practice, the Thursday structure practice. The most important part for me will be that early part of practice where we're getting the fundamentals, and that's the part we'll probably, I know for sure, potentially be in pads.
Mike, I assume you still have a pretty good relationship with Tom Crean. Yeah. Has that fostered any more of a relationship with Coach Harbaugh because of those family relations, or is he just another coach that you know through the league?
Well, I mean, Tom Crean's a dear friend of mine, you know, and obviously Tom and Joni are high-quality people. You know, Mr. Jack Harbaugh, I think, is probably one of the classiest individuals, with a lot of fun to be around. And he's a great family man, and what he's done with his family, I think, speaks volumes. And more importantly, you know, he was obviously an excellent football coach. So don't really know Jim and John very well, you know, but yeah, Tom's a friend and always will be friend for life. But you know, I don't know how much we'll talk this week.
Mike, do you consider Aaron Rodgers someone who thrives in a playoff atmosphere and the pressure that goes with it?
Well, I know Aaron Rodgers clearly understands the importance of quarterback play in a game, and even more importantly, in playoff games. I know he'll particularly be excited to go back to San Francisco and play in Northern California. You know, that's always exciting for him personally. But he's steady. He's been through it enough now. I don't see him, you know, overreacting or trying to put more pressure on him than sell us. I mean, he's a big time, you know, preparation player as far as what he puts into each game. That won't change this week. But he'll be clutch for us like he always is.
Mike,